Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC, your college and community station at Emory and Henry College. It's my chance each week to play for you songs I think are special and occasionally put in a story, a reading, a joke, something odd when I call those odd things wombats. And that's where I get my title, Wombats and Music. And we do have a wombat tonight. I'll tell you about it when it comes up. But we're going to start off with one of my favorite country music songs. I don't get into a lot of poetry. I do like some. But for the most part, I would say I'm not a real fan of poetry. But country music songs have such great lines. And this one, it's called Lost and Found. And the chorus is, "It's like a lost and found in a border town, asking about a diamond ring. They just look at you like you've lost your mind, say they haven't seen a thing." For me, that is poetry. So this is Brooks and Dunn with Lost and Found.
I lost her trail on a Friday night. She was gone before I got home. She'd been getting restless in that big house all alone. And I've been up and down these city streets for three nights in a row. And Lord, it's hard to find that girl when she gets the urge to go. It's kind of like a lost and found in a border. She gets crazy on the full moon.
Lost and Found by Brooks and Dunn. Next up is another country music song that has, I think, poetry. I Wash My Hands in Muddy Waters. It's a metaphor, and it's karma. He washed his hands in muddy waters, and they didn't come clean. I Wash My Hands in Muddy Waters by Charlie Rich. My Hands in Muddy Waters by Charlie Rich. Little change in mood here. We're going back to 1954. This is Kitty Callan. Little Things Mean a Lot. Every relationship has ups and downs and lots of ways of relating, but in the important ones, the romantic ones, this song speaks. Little things mean a lot.
Blow me a kiss from across the room. Say I look nice when I'm not. Touch my hair as you pass my chair. Little things mean a lot. Give me your arm as we cross the street. Call me at 6 on the dot. A line a day when you're far away. Little things mean a lot. Don't have to buy me diamonds and pearls, champagne, sables or such. I never cared much for diamonds and pearls, 'cause honestly, honey, they just cost money. Give me your hand when I've lost the way. Give me a shoulder to cry on. Weather the day is bright or gray. Give me your heart to rely on. Send me the warmth of a secret smile to show me you haven't forgot. For always and ever, now and forever, little things mean a lot. Give me your hand when I've lost the way. Give me your shoulder to cry on. Whether the day is bright or gray, give me your heart to rely on. Send me the warmth of a secret smile to show me you haven't forgot. That always and ever, now and forever, little things mean a lot.
Little Things Mean a Lot by Kitty Callan. The next song is One Promise Too Late by Reba McEntire. If you've ever been married, or if you're in a marriage, or someday you will be married, you may experience meeting someone else you think you might rather be married to, but you're already married, and maybe it's a pretty good marriage. And then this song speaks to you. One Promise Too Late.
Thank you.
Reba McEntire, One Promise Too Late. Last week I played a song called When I Go by Willie Nelson and Judy Collins. Beautiful voices. I'm going to play the same song by a different couple. This is Dave Carter and Tracy Grammer. Now, Dave Carter and Tracy Grammer have nowhere near the fame of Willie Nelson and Judy Collins, and their voices probably aren't as good, but they are a couple that sing together a lot, and their harmony is just beyond compare. Plus, there's a banjo in the song, and I do love the banjo. So this is When I Go by Dave Carter and Tracy Grammer.
Come, lonely hunter, chieftain and king, I will fly like the falcon when I go. Bear me, my brother, under your wing, I will strike, fell like lightning when I go. I will bellow like the thunder drum, invoke the storm of war, a twisting pillar spun in dust and blood up from the prairie floor. I will sweep the foe before me like a gale out on the snow, and the wind will long recount the story, reverence and glory when I go. Spring spirit dancer, nimble and thin, I will leap like coyote when I go. Tireless entrancer, lend me your skin, I will run like the gray wolf when I go. I will climb the rise at daybreak, I will kiss the sky at noon, raise my yearning voice at midnight to my mother in the moon. I will make the lay of long defeat and draw the chorus slow. I'll send this message down the wire and hope that someone wise is listening when I go. Sun comes trumpets from his red house in the east. He will find a standing stone where long I chanted my release. He will send his morning messenger to strike the hammer blow, and I will crumble down uncountable in showers of crimson rubies when I go. Sister, whisper and turn, I will rattle like dry leaves when I go. Stand in the mist where my fire used to burn, I will camp on the night breeze when I go. And should you glimpse my wandering form out on the borderline between death and resurrection and the council of the pines, do not worry for my comfort, do not sorrow for me so. All your diamond tears will rise up and adorn the sky beside me when I go.
When I Go by Dave Carter and Tracy Grammer. I play a lot of country music on this show, and I mentioned that many of the songs are about either leavers, somebody's leaving somebody, or leavees, somebody left behind. And this is a leavee. He's been left behind. But the thing that interests me on this song is sometimes when a relationship ends, you kind of get to say goodbye or even angry things. Other times, it just suddenly it's over and there's nothing you can do about it or nothing you can say. This is one of those Dreams That End Like This by the Gibson Brothers. By the Gibson Brothers. Next up is John McCutcheon, a wonderful musician. I've seen him live perform a number of times. Plays banjo, fiddle, and writes songs like this one. Some beautiful fiddle music in here But the story is what gets to me, the words, the narrative. And this is the world we live in today, especially in the U.S. The polarization of the left and the right has just gone crazy. And I understand it when it's a matter of opinion, but when it's facts and people start believing lies and fighting each other over something that really is only true or false, it worries me. This song catches the whole big picture worldwide. The Troubles by John McCutcheon.
In the times of the troubles, tired and aggrieved, neighbors killed neighbors for what they believed. And they knelt in their churches, prayed to the same God, never once doubting the path that they trod. The confusion and enmity on full display, revenge, retribution, the rule of the day. To the history of hatred, we all are made slaves to kill in revenge. You'd best dig two graves. We think of the troubles, the far and the few, Protestant, Catholic, Palestinian, Jew, Hutu and Tutsi, Sunni, Shiite, fascist and communist, the left and the right. The troubles begin with the thinnest of wedge. Before you imagine you're out on the ledge, one path or the other, they ask you to choose, casting your lot with a bet you all lose. We think of the troubles, the far and the few, Protestant, Catholic, Palestinian, Jew, Hutu and Tutsi, Sunni and Shiite, Republican, Democrat, the left and the right.
Table and shared a sad feast as well as was able. Priam knelt down, knowing what must be done, kissed the hand of the man who had murdered his son.
In the times of the troubles, tired and aggrieved, neighbors kill neighbors for what they believed.
That was The Troubles by John McCutcheon. You're listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC at Emory and Henry College. And last week we had fundraising week, and I invited anyone to call me and call my home number, and I would make them a refrigerator magnet. And I want to thank everyone for not calling me. Hopefully you did call the radio station to make your pledge. But had you called me at 276-608-3060, I would have personally answered the phone, and then I would have had to make refrigerator magnets. I got out of it. Ha. Anyway, so, Wombats and Music from WEHC. And it's now time for our Wombat. And Wombat is my license to play anything I want. In this case, this one is about as wombatty as I can get. This is my wife, Phyllis Hale, and me singing, and singing a song. It's a Beautiful Home. And Phyllis grew up in outside of Abingdon and heard a lot of harmony singing and sings harmony. She doesn't have to think about it. It just happens. So I'm singing the melody to A Beautiful Home, and she's singing the harmony. And so here's our wombat for today.
Our little cottage isn't here anymore. Just an old crumbling chimney and the frame of a door. But sweet precious memories, oh, you're still standing strong in a vision of childhood.
That was today's Wombat. I may have another one later, but that one was definitely a wombat. That was Phyllis Hale and Harry Baya singing A Beautiful Home. Well, I enjoy putting together back-to-back songs that are completely different from different worlds. And here we go. I know it's not Christmas, but I love this piece of music. It is from the Messiah. It's called Shall Be Exalted. And when you hear it at Christmas time, a lot of times you've heard a lot of Christmas music, so it doesn't stand out. But here we are in the fall, early fall, and I'm going to play Shall Be Exalted from Handel's Messiah. And this is by the London Philharmonic Orchestra and Choir.
Heaven exalted, shall be exalted.
Just heard Shall Be Exalted from Handel's Messiah as performed by the London Philharmonic and Choir. I sometimes wonder how great a gap there is in the genres I play two songs in a row. This one was a pretty big one, going from A Beautiful Home by my wife Phyllis and me, and then going to Shall Be Exalted, and now we're going to Hillbilly Rock. And Hillbilly Rock is just Another World by Marty Stewart. I mentioned the right and the left and how divided our country is, and yet there are some things that just seem to cross all the borders. And this is one of those songs. I think this song is probably played in every state in the U.S. And Hillbilly Rock, it just talks about a kind of music that a lot of people from all over the world, really, can get into, but especially in the U.S. So this is Hillbilly Rock by Marty Stewart.
It comes from Mississippi and down in Alabama, creeping like a fever all across the land. From deep in the Delta on the Louisiana shore, the people got to have it, they want to hear some more. It's a hillbilly rock, beat it with a drum, playing the guitars like shooting from a gun. Keeping up the rhythm, steady as a clock, doing a little thing called the hillbilly rock. Some say it came from Memphis, down in Tennessee, or it drifted in from Georgia about 1953. Just as long as the
as long as it's fast, as long as it's pumping, honey, it's gonna last. It's a hillbilly rock, beat it with a drum, playing them guitars like shooting from a gun, keeping up the rhythm, steady as a clock, to a little thing called a hillbilly rock.
Hillbilly Rock by Marty Stewart. I think we're pretty insular in the U.S. We don't hear a lot of foreign music, but our music does get exported quite a bit. And here's an example. The following song is Wayfaring Stranger, a traditional home country music, mountain music from the Appalachians, I would think. And this particular group performing it is the Hayde, H-A-Y-D-E, Orchestra, and they're in Oslo, Norway. And I'm sure the lead singer, the woman singing this, is probably Norwegian, probably native-speaking Norwegian, and I can't hear an accent. And the banjo and the fiddle sound just perfect. So our music reaches out, and people pick it up, and they decided to make a recording of it. And this is Wayfaring Stranger by the Hayde Bluegrass Orchestra from Oslo, Norway. That was Wayfaring Stranger by the Hade Bluegrass Orchestra from Oslo, Norway. And the next song up is from a play. I lived in the New York City area for 34 years, but I rarely went into the city to see a Broadway play. And I did see a few, and one of my favorites was this one, Runaways. This song was performed from Runaways. Runaways was about children who run away from home. And, you know, some songs have a focus and some are kind of existential. There's this sense of being lost or disoriented. And children who run away from home, some of them were that way. And the term these days is a term I've learned. It's called gaslit. When you're being gaslit by someone, they're trying to make you unable to accept your reality. And this song expresses what it's like to be in that state. So this is Sometimes from the Broadway play Runaways.
Sometimes too much of something is just as fine. Not enough, and then the pain is just like hunger. Strange as it seems, sometimes.
Are you going to start preaching at me now?
A person gets his dream in a big way.
I can get away from him in a tiny way.
TV, a job, a house.
Was Sometimes by the cast of the Broadway musical Runaways. Next up is Zippity Doo Dah from the Disney movie Song of the South.
Zippity Doo Dah, Zippity A. My, oh my, what a wonderful day. Plenty of sunshine hit my way. Zippity Doo Dah, Zippity A. Mr. Bluebird's on my shoulder. It's the truth. It's actual. Everything is satisfactual. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay. Wonderful feeling, wonderful day. Yes, sir. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay. My, oh my, what a wonderful day.
Oh, plenty of sunshine in the way.
Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-doo. Mr. Bluebird's on my shoulder. It's the truth, mm-hmm. It's actual. Mm-hmm. Everything is satisfactory. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay. Wonderful feeling, feeling this way. Zoom, zoom.
Zoom, It's actually... Huh? Why is that bluebird? Mm-hmm. Everything is satisfaction. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay. Wonderful feeling, wonderful day.
Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay. My, oh my, what a wonderful day. Plenty of sunshine in my way.
Howdy, Killer. How do you do?
Oh, hello there, Brer Rabbit.
Hi, Brer Rabbit.
Yes, sir. This here's one of them zippity-doo-dah days for sure. Zip, 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 zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay.
My, oh, my, what a wonderful day. Plenty of sunshine in my way. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay.
Mr. Bluebird's on my shoulder.
It's the truth. It's actual. Everything is satisfaction.
Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay. My, oh, my, what a wonderful day. Plenty of sunshine in my way. Wonderful feeling, wonderful day.
Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay.
Zippity-doo-dah from Disney's Song of the South. The last song on the show today is Cotton Mill Blues, sung by my friend Ann Price, accompanying herself on the auto harp.
Window broke, cat chase a rat, chase a mouse. If you ever want to see a man flip his spindle, make him live in a company house. It's card room, spinning room, winding room, weave room, lint all over my shoes. When I get over to the other shore, I'm gonna sing about the cotton mill blues. It's pinto beans, lima beans, kidney beans, pork and beans. Pay every day you owe more. If you ever want to see a man flip his spindle, make him buy in a company store. It's card room, spinning room, winding room, weave room, lint all over my shoes. When I get over to the other shore, I'm gonna sing about the cotton mill blues. No, in heaven there's room for all, I hope I'm going there. I don't know much about the other place, but I doubt there's room to spare. Well, if they get overcrowded and need a place to go, just send those devils to a cotton mill and they'll all feel right at home. It's card room, spinning room, winding room, weave room, lint all over my shoes. When I to the other shore, I'm gonna sing about the cotton mill blues.
Cotton Mill Blues by Ann Price. You've been listening to Wombats and Music with your host Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC at Emory and Henry College. And it's my chance to play for you songs I think are special. And each week I also throw in a few oddball things, like tonight, the rendition of Beautiful Home, which I call Wombats. So my show is Wombats and Music. And it's now time to close the show, and each week I do the same thing. It's audience participation time, and I ask you to join me. Now's your chance. Please join me in celebrating most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.